Okay, so now we are doing Friday's portion of these combined Torah portions of Nitzavim and Vayelech. And now, continuing what Moses did on the last day of his life, God spoke to Moses, "Behold, your days are drawing near to die. Summon Joshua, and both of you shall stand in the tent of meeting, and I shall command him." So, the Hebrew is, "and I shall command him," but Rashi says this means "I will encourage him." Because if you look further, you don't see that Joshua is commanded in the following verses. So that can't be what it literally means. Moses and Joshua went and stood in the tent of meeting. God appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood by the entrance of the tent. God said to Moses, "Behold, you shall lie with your forefathers, but this people will rise up and stray after gods of that which is foreign to the land. And his midst is coming, and it will forsake me, and will annul my covenant that I have sealed with it." So the term here is that which is foreign to the land. After the gods of that which is foreign to the land. So what does it mean, the gods of that which is foreign to the land? So Rashi says it means the people of the land, meaning the Jewish people are going to come into Israel, and they're going to stray after the gods of the heathen nations in the land. The question is, why are we saying about the people of the land that which is foreign to the land? Seemingly they are native to the land. So the point is, it was really decreed on these people to be expelled. So even though now they're living in the land, and maybe their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents also live there, they're already considered foreign to the land. The land is the Jews. "My anger will flare against it on that day, and I will forsake them, and I will conceal my face from them. They'll become prey, and many evils and distresses will encounter it. It will say on that day, is it not because my God is not in my midst that these evil have encountered me?" So this term, "I will conceal my face," when God says he's concealing his face from the Jewish people, what does that mean? How does God conceal his face? Rashi says it's as if I don't see their distress. In other words, concealing God's face means removing his providence. Like if you turn away from something as if you don't care about it. "But I will surely have concealed my face on that day because of all the evil that they have done, for they've turned to the gods of others. So now, write this song for yourself and teach it to the children of Israel. Place it in their mouth, so that this song shall be for me a witness against the children of Israel." Meaning, the song we're referring to here is the next Torah portion, Ha'azinu, which is the song, so to speak, of what will be in the future, of how the Jews stray from God, of how they're punished for straying from God, and how ultimately God will rise up and avenge all their sufferings when the Jews return to God with a complete heart.